We are supposed to have meditation for half an hour, but I think some of them might just have taken their dinner, so we will switch the chanting, the evening chanting forward, then meditation after that, okay? So now we will chant the evening chanting, turn to page 14. Page 14, evening chanting, the retreat chanting book. Yun Chan, you want to do the evening chanting? Yeah, just now you came and see me here. Yeah. So then I just chant the beginning. Use the mic there. Oh, you use this one better. You try and see. But this one more reliable.
This one sometimes not reliable. The beginning, you have to
chant. I will chant. No problem. And then after that, you will continue. So that I can rest my voice.
So turn to page 14, evening chanting. So develop the faith, sadha, virya, then we will begin the chanting. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which He expounded so well,
to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one.
The teaching so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The blessed one's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha.
Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One. Homage to him, the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Fully Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. Such indeed is the Blessed One, the Worthy One, the Perfectly Enlightened One, endowed with wisdom and virtue, the accomplished one, the knower of the worlds, the incomparable master or guide of those to be trained, teacher of gods and men, the enlightened one, the blessed one.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha, the Buddha.
Endowed with such excellent qualities, whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus, I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure, refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by this power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Buddha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraints regarding the Buddha.
Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma.
Expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond timeless, beyond thought, inviting investigation, onward leading to the heart, Nirvana, can be understood by the wise each for themselves.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded, and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness, the Dhamma, which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Dhamma's servant. The Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent way of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way.
By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice,
by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraints regarding the Dhamma.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
Of good conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of upright conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of wise conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. Of dutiful conduct is the order of the disciples of the Blessed One. This order of the Blessed One's disciples, namely, the four pairs of persons, the eight types of individuals, is worthy of offerings, is worthy of hospitality, is worthy of gifts, is worthy of reverential salutation, is an incomparable field of merit to the world.
Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha, born of the Dhamma.
That Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings perfected in purity, the Sangha which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Sangha, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced path, way of the Sangha. For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraints regarding the Sangha.
Okay, then we do the closing puja in Pali. Put it there. Now, just leave it.
Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Svakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savaka sangho sanghang namami.
Okay, you can miss it, huh? So because we have swapped the chanting with the meditation, so now you can have your meditation. Okay, we are still actually early, but no problem. We will start the meditation early. So now it's about 6:51. So I give you half an hour. Then we will ring the bell at 7:20. So we can off the light and you can have your meditation. Always remember, relax. The first step is relax into every mind state that arises. Then make sure your body and mind is in a state of complete relax. When you can relax, you are at ease. When you are at ease, your mind can settle down. Do not fear the thought. Let it arise. As long as you relax and silent, the thought will slow down. Then the mind will sooner or later return to its original state of calmness, peacefulness. So when you start to experience the quiet mind, then you will know you are doing it correctly. Then slowly, as the thoughts slow down, you can feel the sudden shift, like your consciousness suddenly shift from a noisy consciousness into a quiet consciousness. Then you can perceive that silent, the quietness. Then with that understanding, the faith will be there and you continue to relax and silent, then this mind will settle down and become very quiet, very peaceful. Then it enter stillness, the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind. That's how you develop the meditative mind. Then use it to develop understanding, means to meditate. When you're silent, you can understand many things. Okay, I will just let you meditate on your own. And for those who are new, you have to read up the blue book.